Hello, friends. Welcome to Josiah Venture Stories. You will hear incredible stories of life change from the mission field and be inspired by the movement of God in Central and Eastern Europe. I'm your host, Gwen Gardner, and I am so excited to share today's conversation with you. Today on the show is Slovak national Zuzi Jabukovska. She decided to follow Jesus when she was only 10 years old at a camp organized by Child Evangelism Fellowship. Since then, her life has been one big adventure. During her management studies, she started working in business and continued in marketing and customer success for a few years. Meanwhile, she served in her home church, Bratislava City Church, where she became a member of the worship band and helped out with the Josiah Venture Young Adult Ministry called Exit. In 2019, she answered her calling to join in full-time ministry, and the Lord directed her to TC Compass, Josiah Venture Slovakia's partner organization, and their Exit Tour ministry that brings evangelism to high schools through a prevention program. She currently works with the Point Online team on their website and helps with internal human resources for the JV team in Slovakia. Zuzi lives in Bratislava, Slovakia, with her husband, Feri, who also came to Christ through TC Compass. They continue to serve together in her home church and serve other people with their open home. They never turn down an invitation for good coffee, and they love to laugh and enjoy spending time with people and praying for them. Zuzi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Zuzi, I just love you, and I'm just so happy that you're here.
Me too. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, you are so welcome. So, Zuzi, right here, the beginning of the show, what are some other things that the listeners need to know about who you are? You're from Slovakia.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. I'm from Slovakia. I'm technically an only child, but practically I started to have a brother when I was 30. So that's kind of funny.
Oh my gosh.
Because my dad was divorced and he had two children and we didn't spend much time together. Even though we did spend some time when I was small, but suddenly when I was 30, my brother reached out and started to hang out with us. So I suddenly, at the age of 33, have a small nephew.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's a funny just thing to say about me.
Yeah.
And okay, random fact. I do like a lot of pink, but my favorite color is green. So.
Whoa. Stop the presses. That's I like pink too, but my favorite color is blue. So
yeah, you see, you get me.
I know. I think the first time I saw like a picture of you or a video of you, you had these like pink glasses that you're like even wearing now, pink glasses. And I was like, this girl just looks cool. And now you have pink hair. This is great.
I know. I enjoy the pink hair. Actually, I wanted to put my pink hair for the wedding, but I was scared like what my husband would say. And he was like, so I didn't do it. And then eventually, a few months later, he was like, why didn't you do it for our wedding? I'm like, well, I don't know. I was afraid.
I don't know. Okay, so wait. Now, how long have you been married to Feri? Yeah.
Yeah, not too long. It's been a year and a half, actually. So,
wow.
So we're going to have anniversary.
Very exciting. Two whole years coming up. And you're from Bratislava. Is that where all your family is?
No. Actually, I always say that I'm a... I don't know how to say this in English, but in Slovak, it sounds kind of cool. But I always say that I'm like a fully whole Slovak girl, like not only from Bratislava, because my mom is from Middle Slovakia. My dad is from East. I would have friends from the North. And then my grandma was also living in a different part of the country. So I love to travel. I have friends from all over. And yeah.
Oh, I love it. The first time I ever went to Bratislava, I kept saying, I love Bratislava. Because it's such a cool city.
Like, oh, thank you. I love it too. And yeah, I'm going to use that from now on.
Lava. You can use it. Yeah. Lava Bratislava.
Love it.
Oh, amazing. Oh, my goodness. Any other fun facts you want to share?
Any other fun fact? I used to dance for a long time.
Ooh.
Dance, yeah, for like though. 17 years. Yeah.
That is a long time. What kind of dance?
It was actually Slovak national folklore, like national dancing. Yeah.
You would have like the whole like costume and
outfits.
Everything.
Yeah.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I loved it. That's cool. It was, I started when I was 3. So like really, really soon. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love asking people about their fun facts because I never know what they're going to say. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your faith journey and how I love that you were 10 years old and it was through Child Evangelism Fellowship, because that's also how I heard about Jesus too, was like a child evangelism little booklet. Well, I heard about it through my parents, but my Sunday school teacher gave me a child evangelism little book. So tell me more about your story.
Yeah. Like, do you say CEF? Like, is like Child Evangelism Fellowship, I think.
Well, okay, I
like,
don't know. Yeah, like how do you shorten it? Yeah.
The shortcut.
Yeah.
They're very well known for their little, like, booklets, right? I also had at home. I was born in a Christian home. My mom is actually a daughter of a Lutheran pastor who passed away really, really long time ago, so I never met him. But from her speaking, I feel like I definitely had amazing grandpa who was a big warrior of faith. And because it was back in the socialism when faith was kind of here in Slovakia, it was prohibited. They did have a lot of hard time, and my grandpa just died when he was like 50. So my grandma would always play on the organ in a Lutheran church, and my dad's family is actually Greek Catholic, so from completely different background.
Yeah,
it's like doesn't work, I think, together. It's kind of
how
funny.
Does this go together? Yeah.
We always go to Lutheran church for Christmas, and then to Greek Catholic church as a family too during Easter. So it was kind of like, my parents would go to church, but they would never go together. It was like,
okay,
that's how I was brought up. And then when I was 10, or 9, I switched schools and I went to like a Lutheran school here in Bratislava. And I met a friend who invited me for this like weekend retreat. And it was organized by the Child Evangelism Fellowship. And it was fun. And then in the summer, I joined a camp and I always knew that God existed, or at least I was sure that God existed. I don't know, I never doubted it. It was kind of, it just made sense to me. But when I was 10, I realized like, hey, I guess I need to invite this Jesus into my heart to really submit my life to him. So I think, it was one night. I remember it very clearly. There were tears. And I still have the person who prayed the prayer with me. She's actually one of my supporters. And we spend time, like, she goes to my church and she's like a few years older than me. You know, like back in the day when you're 10, somebody's 15, they're your leaders, you know?
Right. Yeah. They seem like so old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's 5 years older than you. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And now it's like one of my friends. And I have this little postcard from her that she wrote to me. And she was like, oh, today you decided to follow Jesus. Don't forget this day. And it was a very good memo to have, you know. So I always know this is the day. It was August 10th. And I was 10. It was great.
August 10th at 10 years old. That's so cool. Do you do something on that day to celebrate, or just you remember that day, or do you have anything?
I just remember. So in Slovakia, we celebrate, I think it was the same in Slovenia, I'm not sure, but we celebrate named days. So
yes,
like,
name days are big. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So my name day is the day after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's my name day.
Yeah, lots to celebrate.
Birthday, let's say.
Yes, your rebirthday.
Rebirthday. Jesus' rebirthday.
Rebirthday. Oh, that's so fun. And I love that you're still friends with the person who, like,
yeah, led me to Christ.
Jesus. Yeah.
And, you know, like, after that, you go through your teenage years. Of course, you know, sometimes you drift away and then you have to go back. And then sometimes you just feel like you're too cool for Jesus. And then you're like, no, actually, Jesus is cooler than me.
So yes, Jesus back. Is pretty cool. Yes. Jesus is cool. Oh, yeah. Man. So then, okay, so you had a whole life career in the, like, business world, like marketing, et cetera. Like, tell me a little bit about that, just like your experience in the business world. And then how'd you hear about Josiah Venture? What brought you to full-time ministry? Ready, go.
Yeah. Okay. So I did eventually, okay, fun fact about me. I was 17. More fun facts. When I was 17, I actually studied abroad in the States, actually in Austin, Texas.
Hey!
And so my parents are civil engineers, which is amazing, and they are super smart. And I do admire their careers because they are very, like their specialty is very niche, and they're just very good at what they do. But when I was growing up, I never felt like, this is what I want to do. But up until then, nobody in my family, like, I have a family of a lot of, like, doctors and like, civil engineers. That's all we are. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
That's it.
That's it. So then when I was thinking, like, hey, I don't feel like I want to be, I mean, I partially wanted to be a doctor, but then I was like, nah. And then I was like, so how does this whole business world looks? And when I was 17, I got to go to Austin and I prayed for the family. And the family I actually was put into was just like, it was really a God's plan because they were both really accomplished businessmen. One was actually owning a venture capital company. So like actual business people. And the other one was like heavily involved in Dell computers because like Austin, Texas is the headquarters of Dell.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
yeah.
They were really a good support for me and like they were godly people. So we were also able to talk about things, with God and then talking about like my future career. You know, you're 17, you're about to figure out like what you want to do. And I think they really helped me to look maybe deeper into like what I really want. So then I eventually started going to a business school, which I think was a great decision. And then I actually started working for Dell Computers. So that was kind of funny. And I really enjoyed it. I must say, I love the business world. Like, not in,
nice,
a, in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that I really enjoyed. And over the time, I was able to gain a lot of experience. I was able to travel. Like, after Dell, I started working. Before that, I worked for a non-governmental organization in the international relations. So I was able to, like, dig into more of, like, a diplomat world. And then I did this for Dell. And then I started working for a startup, which allowed me to travel, you know, all around the world. So I really enjoyed the perks of being in business and I was able to learn a lot, do a lot of trainings, have a lot of experience. But in the end of the day, it's like, it's amazing earning money and you know, hustling hard. But at some point you just realize like, is this really what Jesus wants me to do with all the talents that I have? And I mean, I was doing great. It was fun. I was having a lot of just great memories. And also, the startup I worked for, it was really cool. It was an IT startup called Slido.
We use that.
And the people I worked with were just amazing. Like, I've never seen a company with such great amount of amazing people who had very strong values. Like, it wasn't like Silicon Valley values. It was actually like a lot of the values were kingdom values. A lot of Christians actually worked there because of that.
Oh, okay. And you were still working like in Bratislava, like still based in Bratislava, but just, yeah, traveled a lot.
I was based in Bratislava for some time. I was focused on the U.S. market, so I was traveling a lot to the U.S. And then we were helping with support at big events. So it was like Paris, Australia, London. It was just really fun. It was just really fun. Wow. But also, okay, it is something that I always ask for. Like, I prayed for this, but I thought that it's going to be like, I'm going to find a husband, have my family, and then when I'm 40, I'm going to start traveling the world.
Woohoo!
But it kind of didn't work out that way.
Sure. Yeah.
So it was other way around. And so after some time, I actually joined the team for, there's this big gospel sharing event in Slovakia. It's called God's Own Tour, and like a lot of people come there. And I was one of the stage managers. So I just took some time off and I would travel with the team. It's like a 10-day tour, and we travel through Slovakia. This year it was also in Czech Republic, and it's like 25,000 people hear about Jesus. And so there was this one moment when like I came home from the tour and I was like, okay, I just helped spread the gospel and 25,000 people could hear about Jesus. And then the next day I go to work where I'm going to, like at that time I was a video producer. So I'm going to cut a video about Slido, which is, I mean, it's great, but you know, like the kingdom perspective for me, it was like a question of life and death. Mm-hmm. And there was this big shock in me, and I had to like figure it out. It took me some days, but then it kind of faded away, because like you get into the hustle and, you know, like so many things are happening and you're having fun.
Yeah. To-do lists and projects. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But then after some time, I actually traveled to Australia, and I was in Australia at an event again. And there was like 7,000 bankers, like really, really big people. And the entire time I was thinking of like, I'm here to support their like conference, and I'm talking about Slido, but all I would really love to talk about right now is Jesus, because these people might not, you know, hear about Jesus ever again. But of course, I wasn't allowed to do that. Of course, like you can't do that at a business trip, you know, when they are asking you to work. So like this little seed has grown in me. And there was this debate with God, like, okay, so what should I do? And blah, blah, blah. And how will I, you know, survive? And how is this going to go? How is that going to go? And so I would have a lot of prayers and talking with God about this. And eventually, I remember one day, it was in 2019, around October, when I laid in my bed and I was praying again, talking to God about like, what should we do?
What are we going to do now? Yeah.
And then I just said yes. I was like, okay. There was like a clear question, like, are you going to join the full-time ministry? And I said, yes. And the moment I said yes, I had the word compass in my mind.
Whoa.
And I, for 3 days, and that's like Josiah Venture in Slovakia is compass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for 3 days, I was actually thinking that I'm supposed to go to the forest with a compass and just... dig deeper into my heart.
Yeah, because you had no idea like anything about TC Compass at this.
Yeah, so that's like, fun.
I'd never heard of it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow.
I have heard of it, but I've like, even though I've been in the Christian world in Slovakia for a long time and I've worked with several organizations, I've never worked with Compass.
Okay.
So
and then
so
this word pops into your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this word pops up in my mind, and I'm like, what is this? Like, what does this mean? You know?
Yeah.
So for 3 days, I was like, well, this doesn't make sense because I don't go to forest. I'm definitely not a forest girl. I hate hiking. I love the nature. Hey, I don't like I just don't like hiking. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. That's okay. We all have our likes and dislikes.
Yeah. I love to walk. I hate to hike. I don't care. Yep.
I get it.
So then I started thinking and I was like, hang on. Like, there are people that I know that work for Compass. And the people that I knew who worked for Compass were kind of inspiring. And, you know, like, you could see something about their lives. And there was just Jesus very radiant around them. And I was already supporting somebody in Compass.
That's awesome.
Who is actually like I didn't even know. I'm definitely that kind of supporter who has no clue what the person is doing. If God calls you to do it and I feel like I'm supposed to be on the team, I don't care what you do. Here you go.
So, here you go. Go for it. Yeah.
Go for it. So that was my type of support. And I had no clue what this person was doing in Compass. So that was kind of funny. I just knew that this person, again, was like very inspiring. So I was like, that's interesting. And then, you know, it took some time. But eventually I met up with Timo from Compass and we had a little talk and I was like, hey, we were supposed to just meet just for like a coffee because we have known each other since we were teenagers.
Okay. So yeah. And he's Timo the country leader now. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. He's our country leader now. Back then he wasn't yet the country leader, but we met up. It was so funny because I felt like in child evangelism fellowship with the tractates. Do you call it tractates or like
tracks? Yeah, tracks.
Tracks. Yeah. There you go. Tracks. Yeah. So I like we met up and he was like, "Hey, what do you want to talk about?" I'm like, "Ah, you know, just come and let's have coffee." And he suddenly pulls up all the tracks. He's like, "Here's our annual report. This is what we do. This is blah 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 blah." He had everything out and it was so funny because I wasn't sure yet. I was like still looking into my heart and asking Jesus, like, is this what you want me to do? Like, it wasn't like 100% sure. I was like, I was even fasting. I was praying. It was like, okay, maybe you told me about Compass, but I don't know what Compass is going to say about me, you know, like.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it's 100% fit or whatever. Like, I didn't know. But yeah, so we met up and we started this discussion and he also helped me as a friend because it was kind of hard when you feel like between two rocks, like, or like you feel like you're already gone from the work, from the business world, but in the business, you're still there. You actually have to work. In January, I told my colleagues, like, I'm going to end in June because in Slido, we worked on seasons. Mm-hmm. So it would be really hard to leave in the middle of the season. So I said, I'm going to leave in June. So it was January 2020 when I said leaving in June. Yep. And then COVID hit.
I was like, and then...
Yeah,
we all know COVID what happened hit. 4 years ago. Yeah.
Yep. So then I made a mistake and I told my colleagues that I'm actually staying in Slido and not going to Compass. And that's how my burnout started.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Wow. So then, wait, when did you join JV officially full time?
February 2021.
Okay. Okay. So February 2021. So
it got took some
through
time.
COVID, took some time. Sure.
I had you know, that sabbatical. Always does.
Yeah. Good. That was a good time for you, I assume.
Oh.
I hope.
Yes. I met my husband, so 100%. Yeah.
There, see? Reach burnout and then crash. And then, no. No.
It is actually kind of, it is funny because we actually did meet. So when I quit Slido, And it is a whole, like, another story. Like, I really burnt out. And I honestly think that it's because I didn't obey God. Because God gave me very clear instructions. And then I met up with my mentors. And they were like, I literally burnt out on the moment, at the moment when I was supposed to resign before. Like, the original time.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, hey, do you know the story of Samuel and Saul when he was supposed to go and, you know, like kill all the Amalekites? Amalekites, that's how we call it?
Sure. Yeah, Amalekites. Sure. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Slovak. and then he didn't, and he left something to sacrifice to God. And and Samuel said, hey, to obey is better than to sacrifice. And I felt like I'm sacrificing my time and saving it for the Lord. I'm going to stay here in this company, and because you don't have to take care of me right now when there's COVID. So, you know, and I think I just made a mistake. And so,
wow,
I repented. I definitely felt sad because I could have had a wonderful summer without work, but I was actually working. And then I went for my sabbatical where I revisited my heart. And it was a time when I was just like spending time with Jesus every day, getting ready for the job that we do, I guess.
Yes, yes.
And that was the time I turned 30. Yeah. I turned 30 and I prayed like, okay, I was ready to be a Protestant nun and, you know, to be single all the way. but suddenly my husband appeared, Ferry, and we met. And it was kind of funny because I was after the burnout. So I was behaving a little bit differently than I am right now.
Sure. It was a different season of life. It was a different season of life.
Because it was a season of life when, you know, I didn't do much. I was just like, you know, hanging, you know, life was, woo, free. You know, I didn't have schedule. It was my sabbatical. I was just like doing fun stuff, didn't work out. And then he was like, I don't see you that you actually work out. I'm like, but I always work out. He's like, you've never worked out ever since we started dating. I'm like, but it wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
He's like, but like, that's what he told me this last week. We were talking, like, we were having this talk about like what you are proud of the other person. And he said that you actually work out. I'm like, but I always worked out. I was like, I've never seen you work out before. So.
I've never seen you do this. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Even in those seasons where we might not be completely obeying what the Lord told us to, God uses those times as well. Like, he knew that that's how you would react, and, you know, and he had good things for you in that season as well, meeting Fetty and all of that. So 100%. God knows. Oh my gosh. I'm just so thankful that we can just, you know, be in a relationship with him and he knows us. So.
Amen.
With you. Okay. So you, when you first joined Josiah Venture, you were doing exit tours. And so what is an exit tour for those listening who do not know? And what did you enjoy most about being a part of exit?
So I joined Compass and I was ready to just help with anything that was needed because I was like, okay, here I am, God, use me. And Exit Tour had the need. Exit Tour is a prevention program that happens in a city and connects local church with schools. So basically we go to a city, let's say to Bratislava, we partner with a church, let's say Bratislava City Church, that's my church. And then every day we go to different schools, at least four. Well, not at least. Usually it's three or four schools. And we do preventive classes. So in Slovakia, it is actually mandatory for schools to provide some preventive classes. So it's about relationships, drugs, mindset, finance. What else did we do? Alcohol. Yeah, so things like that. you know,
yeah,
just
all
like
the all the topics, all those topics,
all the topics,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about pornography. Let's say that's also a big topic. So
yeah,
so
yeah.
We would go to the school and we do a little bit of a fun program in the gym. We usually invite a foreign band, or we have a band that does this. For example, we would have Faith Child from UK.
Yeah, it's shout out Faith Child. Faith Child. Yeah. I love Faith.
Hi, friend. Hi, Michael.
Michael. And, yes.
And then we would do the prevention classes and have a little bit of like fun afternoon, and then go home and invite kids for afternoon program that is happening actually in the local church. Because okay. You are in a school, you cannot really share the gospel. But when you are outside of school, of course you can.
You can, especially when you're meeting at a church.
So you invite the teenagers to come and spend time in like an afternoon club. And you meet, you have fun. And then on Friday, we usually have a big concert of the person who came, or the band. And that's like a full-on evangelism, like full-on gospel sharing. Mm-hmm. And then we leave, but the church stays. So the church is the one who is basically overtaking the teenagers, or like mm-hmm, creating mm-hmm. time where they can continue to come and just spend time and build relationships.
Yeah. So the idea is for like to get these students involved in some kind of youth ministry of the church.
Yes. So like a highway. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, man. Exit tour. I've never, you know, been a part of an exit tour, but I have heard so many stories. Actually, I did meet Faith Child. Okay, that's not true. There was a little bit of an exit tour that happened in Slovenia, but yeah, I just think it's so great, like to come into a school and talk about these things that, you know, are not their normal classes that they're talking yeah. about, you know, like pornography 100%. Or alcohol, or, but you know that they're talking about these things among themselves. And so to bring in people from a Christian perspective to really meet the young people where they're at and talk about topics that they need to talk about and need to like hear, you know, a good perspective from. So that's exciting. Yeah. So you did exit for how long?
I did it for 2 years. But mm-hmm. honestly, since it was COVID, it was kind of, and on one side it was hard, but on the other it was kind of fun because I could bring my expertise from the online IT world. So we would do even online exit tours. That was kind of fun. And it was actually my field of expertise before. So I could really see how God is using all the talents and gifts and everything that I've learned for his kingdom. And I really enjoyed mm-hmm. that. So yeah, I did it for 2 years. I helped out with social media for some time. And then I helped out with the bands. And then I was also a lecturer. So I was talking about mindset. And
okay, yeah. That was what you talked about. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, mindset's a good thing to talk about, especially for someone who went through a burnout season, to have the right
100%.
Mindset.
Yeah, and it was about like fixed mindset, the mindset versus the growth mindset.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes,
sometimes it was really, I think, important to talk about this, especially in like smaller cities where you have maybe like families from low income backgrounds and so on. And mm-hmm. I could mm-hmm. see that sometimes they would even have some tears in their eyes, because it's like, if people tell you that you can't do things, or if like they tell you that you're going to be always the same, prove them wrong.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Prove them wrong. Yeah. Have a growth mindset. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay. So then what are you doing now? What areas of ministry are you involved in now for Compass? And yeah, like what is Point Online? What is that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. So Point Online is actually a platform where we teach, inspire, and help our youth leaders in Slovakia. So it's a website that shares all the resources. For example, we started this year with, like, you actually, every single month, you have, like, you can just go on the website and download all the resources for a youth group. So you don't even have to like prepare the whole like topic or something. Like, so for example, we're talking about relationships in February. So it's like,
Valentine's Day. So
yeah, Valentine's Day. So something about singleness. And here's something you can talk about dating. And here's something you can talk about in marriage. And here are the books you can read. And here is a podcast you can listen to. And blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So it's a resource gallery, let's say. And I'm helping right now with a website because we are... Point has been around, I think, for 2 or 3 years, and it already has like over 600 articles. So we need to recreate the website and make it more viable for our users and more user friendly. So that's what we are trying to do, and also figure out our brand. And since this is something that I was working with when I was in the business world, I was really excited to help. So this is more like very technical, working with a designer, working with the IT company who is building it. And I don't know, I like it. It's fun.
And you're providing resources. And they're all, I assume they're all in Slovak. Yeah?
Yeah, everything is in Slovak. And we also want to start a podcast. So I should be also one of the podcast hosts, and I'm excited about that.
Nice. Will it be called like Point Online Podcast or?
Yeah, it'll be Point Podcast.
Point Podcast. What's the point? No, good. Point the resources. No, I'm sorry. I love it. Listen, I'm all for a good podcast, right? Okay.
So. Yeah. We are also thinking of releasing some of the website in English. So definitely the parts where like who we are, our values and so on. And, you know, Google Translate is fun. So we can always translate.
That's true. That's true. All these resources. Yeah, oh, 100%. Gosh. Well, that is amazing. Well, how can people be praying for you and your ministry and what you have going on?
So I'm also digging deeper into regional ministry here in Slovakia. So helping out young youth leaders. And because I helped out organize the youth ministry Recharge, you know, like.
Yes.
We did in JV. And we already had our. Yeah, I was one of the hosts. Yeah, that's true. It was really fun. Always fun with Robert. Hello, Rob. But I could see that people really need and want to connect. And so we did our youth ministry Recharge in Bratislava, really beginning of January. We were actually probably first country and first event happening. And we had about 70 youth leaders come from about 14 churches.
Wow.
And yeah, and I could see like the feedback was amazing and like the content was amazing. But what I could see is like they really need the network, need the connection. And I know that this is something that I love to do. I love to connect people. I love to provide a space where they can, you know, grow and they can learn from each other. And I'm just like thinking like, what should this next step be? How can, like, I'm asking God, like, how can we as Compass be serving these youth leaders? Because that's something that we see as a need in Slovakia, you know, where people, the youth leaders meet and talk and connect and talk about their problems and talk about their victories and just, you know, help each other on the journey, walk along, you know?
Yes. Walk along and have some resources for them, encourage them, inspire them, all the things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm learning. I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning also, I think that's something, that's my prayer. Like, how can I be God's hand in this whole story? How can God use me?
The hands and feet of Jesus in the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And maybe one more thing that Gwen, you should tell me how you do this. But I don't know about how that you, but in Slovakia or in my surrounding, I see a lot of young people going their own way from Jesus and just, you know, talking about LGBT and like being this as the, like, the most important part about Jesus. And then, and just like going their ways And I see a lot of people in my surrounding like this. And I'm just praying that he shows me how I can, I don't know, how I can love these people, how I can show them Jesus in my life. How do you do that?
Well, oh my goodness. I think there's so much just a focus on individualism in the world right now. Yeah. And people want to say like, well, this is who I am and what I believe and my truth and all of that. But like Jesus came to emphasize community and emphasize like love one another. And even recently at my church, the sermon was all about if we as Christians love other Christians well, if we're loving the local church well, then out of that love, our gifts will be discovered, we'll want to serve more naturally, and we're not so focused on self. And so I think the generation today, I think, is a little bit more inward self-focused, where it's like, let's lift our eyes to the people around us and how do I love my neighbor, as you know. And so,
So let's pray for that.
Let's pray for that. Oh man, I just went off on a tangent, but that does lead me to my next question of like, what advice would you give to young people today, especially, you know, like they're going their own way, doing their own thing. I don't know. Like, what would you say to young people today?
To make tough decisions.
Yeah.
Because I feel like going with the flow is just easy. And we were talking with Ferry about this, that like a lot of times I feel like when people are just feeling good and have a good time, like there's nothing like bad happening, have the high season in their life, it's like, well, I guess I don't need Jesus. I guess I'm fine without Jesus. I guess I'm like, is this Jesus thing actual, like real, you know? And they drift off. So I was like, I would say like, don't look at the, like, how do you say this? At the current situation, but maybe look a few steps ahead, or like think deeper about who God really is, and don't buy just the like the cheap and easy answers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, Zuzi, I am so thankful to have had this time with you today and to hear more of your story, and for other people to have the opportunity to hear more of your story, from the business world to full-time missionary in your hometown of Bratislava. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that you would like to share? That's, I always like to ask that as well. Just at the end, as we're closing, any other final thoughts?
No, I don't know. I feel like it's gone so fast.
I know.
I want to keep talking.
I know. It does. It goes by so quickly.
Yeah, maybe one thing. Just people don't forget to live a life with the perspective of heaven.
Amen.
And that's my prayer every single day. To live my life with the perspective of Jesus and perspective of heaven, and make my decisions with perspective of heaven. And I think it does change your thinking a lot.
Yes. I agree with that.
Last thing. I'm not the best at it as well. So I don't want to say that this is like my holy life. No, I'm preaching to myself too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. We never reach perfection this side of heaven. So, but if we have that heaven mindset, then we have that perspective of, okay, well, God is in control. He put me on this earth for a purpose. How do I live out that purpose? And guess what? One day I'll be with him. So that's exciting. That's an adventure.
Yeah. But, yeah. Agreed. And now we can close.
and now we are closing, everyone. No, Zuzi, thank you. Thank you for taking the time today. And I love it. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was so fun. And thank you for listening.
Yes. Okay, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Josiah Venture Stories. For more information about who we are and our vision and mission, visit us at josiahventure.com and follow us on social media. If you have any questions about this episode or would like to get in touch with our guest, please email social@josiahventure.com. To help more people hear about this podcast, please leave us an honest written review or share this episode on your social media. Thank you, friends, and have a blessed day.